Amen. Luke chapter 21.
Luke chapter 21.
Luke chapter 21. Verse 25, and he said, "And there shall be signs in the moon, in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity and sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the power of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." I want to preach on this thought tonight. Time to look up.
Amen.
Time to look up. So when is it time to look up? Amen. So, well, preacher, when we see these things, we start seeing, you know, all these things happen. When the things that's described, the Bible says when it's described, begin to take a to take place. Now, let me tell you what it is not. It's not after they have happened. If we wait till they've already happened, Brother Charles, it's going to be too late. Amen. Just think, if we wait till after they happen, everything that could happen is not going to happen. But praise God, I'm glad that God's got this thing lined out and He's got it set up so that we can see these things. And He said, "There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity when the sea and the waves roaring." Now, if you go back in chapter 21, verse number 8, the Lord's just speaking to them here about the course of this age and how it's going to play out. Amen. I want to just say this tonight. God don't leave us in the dark. Youngins, listen. God informs us in a spectacular way of what's going to take place. He wants us to know. He wants us to have a higher expectation so that we can be a witness to others along the way. So that when we begin to see things taking place and shaping up the way God's Word says, and people begin to fret and worry, we can just, with a smile on our face, say, "Yeah, I saw that coming." Amen. God's all in that. God's all in this. Praise God. But it says in Luke chapter 21, verse number 8, and He said, the Lord, He said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by." In other words, it's not come yet. He said, we're not there yet. Amen. Praise God. He said, then said He unto them, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven." Amen. So we see this thing playing out, and we see how it evolves, and then we go back to 25, and He said, "The moon and the star, and there shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars upon the earth, distress of nations and with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring." So we see this. Like, I was watching the other day, and they were showing a tsunami that as it took place, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and you wasn't expecting anything. It showed, some bicycles are riding down along the bay and totaling along on their bicycle. And they seen the boats out there, and they was just sitting out there in the harbor. And, it was just a peace and a calm and a perfect stillness. And they was just panning around. And as they was panning it around, all of a sudden, it was just like they was little bloops in the ocean. And you could see those things just a bleeping up here and there. And all of a sudden, those ships and those boats begin to bob up and down, and the next thing you know, they was waves come in and they come up over the wall there, the retaining wall, and they come out in the streets, and as they was going, they was just taking cars and vehicles with them, tossing them around like they was a Tonka toys. Praise God, I won't tell you. Praise God, listen, we need to be ready and looking. Sometimes it seems things like it don't seem too turbulent. Seems like things is pretty okay. But praise God, I'm telling you, you got to be careful, watch, because you can know that the storms are coming. Amen. Them tsunamis start in the very depths of the sea and by an earthquake and a shift into those slabs down in there in the deepest part of the oceans. And that little disturbance, it gets those things moving. And it just keeps pushing and pushing in. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Lord is telling us here in Luke, He said, let me just tell you what's going to take place in the signs of the times, the things that's coming. Praise God. You might as well pay attention and look. Pay attention to what's coming down the pike, because we're seeing it playing out. I was talking the other night. We went to visit some old friends of ours. I went to see them for just a minute. Ended up spending about 4 hours just talking about the Bible and God and how good He was. Praise His holy name. I'm glad they still some old folks. Praise God, you can gather up with and just feel the presence of God. And it's still just as real as it always was. Praise God. Listen, they were still just as real. They were still just as real as they was when we as youngins growing up. Amen. Hey, up in their 80s now, but praise be to God, they still love Jesus. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, still counting on Him. Praise God. They said they was looking, seeing these things come to pass. And they said, hey, they glory to God, they just are looking up because they're looking for a Redeemer. Praise His holy name. Bless His name. Praise God. The signs to look for. Man, God, the Lord lays it out for us. Amen. It's signs to look for, Brother Jeff, just before He comes. Amen. Just before He steps out. Praise His holy name. You may say, who's He coming for? He's coming for the redeemed. Amen. Praise God. Bless His name. It's say, in other words, time to look up. It's time to look up now. Amen. The redeemed of the Lord need to be a looking up, praise God, because we need to be a recognizing the looking for, we need to be looking for our Savior. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's who's we're going to see Him when we come, those who have been redeemed. Praise God. It's their redemption, praise God, that's a drawing nigh. It's your redemption and my redemption. That's getting closer by the moment. It's getting closer by the day. One day, a little while, but you know the devil, he's a liar. He said, don't worry about it. You still got plenty of time. Praise God, just to go and eat, drink, and be merry. Just do whatever you want to do. Don't worry about it. But praise God, I tell you, I don't worry about it. But I'm a looking up anyway. Praise God, because I'm the redeemed of the Lord. We're the redeemed of the Lord. And one day, praise God, the Lord Jesus is coming for His redeemed. Amen. Praise His name, but what a day that'll be. It's an exciting time, praise the Lord, when the redeemed of the Lord. Amen, but He said we need to be looking up. It's time to look up. Time to start looking for a Savior. Amen. We see the beginning of these stages, praise God. We see these things starting playing out. We're seeing, folks said, the last Sunday, praise God, was talking about, I believe Sunday school, where they was talking about the signs that we're seeing now and the times, and they was talking, Miss Kelly was talking about the earthquakes and all these diverse places different from before that's taking place right now in the day and hour that we live. He said, when you begin to see these signs, the stages of these signs, but you know the sad part about it, I got thinking about that last night out there in the study. There's not a whole lot of people today that's concerned about the times. Amen. You might say there's a lot of unconcern. Amen. Just a whole lot. Most people are just unconcerned. They're not concerned with the things that's happening. Praise God. But it's another lie of the devil. Amen. A Satan lie. Amen. Praise God. The Satan's lies that God doesn't really mean what He says in His book. He doesn't really mean what He says in His Bible. You know, it's just there for you to see. Amen. It's just there for you to believe. Amen. Praise the Lord. God don't just tell us stuff, praise God, for to be telling us. He tells us this stuff so that we can believe it, praise God, receive it, that one day, glory, hallelujah, we'd be called up to Him. We go be with Him where He is. Praise His name. Amen. But a lot of people today is just unconcerned. Amen. If you, they're not looking. There's a whole lot of supposed Christian folks today that's not looking for the Lord. I know what they say. Probably a lot of folks say, well, preacher, I've heard all my life that Jesus was coming soon. Amen. We get weary and well-doing, praise God, and we forget, praise He's coming soon. And He will not, the Bible says, and He will not tarry. You know what that means, praise God? When it's time, praise God, it's time. Amen. We need to be looking up. We need to be lifting up our heads. We need to be looking now, praise God, because the Lord's are coming, praise God, and we're going. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to be with Him. Praise God. But that old devil's a liar. He's still telling them old lies. He's still spinning them old lies. The same old lie that he told Eve. Amen. Same old lie. But thou shalt not surely die. Amen. Ain't that what he says? I'm running along pretty well. I'm probably going to be okay. Thou shalt not surely die. Amen. Praise God. Let me just get you a little bit of information. God tarries you. Come, praise God. We're going to go out of here one day. Amen. It's appointment once dying after this judgment. We're not going to live in this world forever. We're not designed for this world forever, praise God. We're designed to go be with God. We're designed to be reconciled to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ, to be saved, born again, amen, redeemed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, and be looking for a Redeemer. Amen. Who's He coming for? The redeemed. Amen. Praise God. Because He is the Redeemer. He paid for it. Praise God. He redeemed us by the cost of Calvary. Praise God. Amen. He says in verse 27, and then shall they see the Son of Man. They, who are they talking about? They're talking about the world. Amen. Verse 27, he's talking about the world. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Amen. Like I said, listen, said one of these days, they. See, we are the redeemed. You are the redeemed. Amen. And the Lord is coming for the redeemed. But they are the world, praise God. And you know what the world's a-doing? They're a-doing this and doing that, and they're not looking up, and they're not looking for the Savior. Amen. Men's hearts have become hardened and calloused. Amen. Praise God. They don't have any heart of compassion, no heart of love. Amen. Praise God. But they're just caught up in the world. They're just worldly. And he said, they that are in the world. He said, then shall they. He's talking about after those times of troubles. Amen. Notice the timing of this thing. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's not when these things, now listen to me. It's not when these things begin, but the they in this, it's after those things have happened. It's after that time of tribulation, after that time of sorrow, praise God. They gonna look up and they gonna see the Son of Man, praise God. They gonna see the God of glory coming. Amen. But it's going to be too late. Amen. Because those that are redeemed, the Lord is already going to be with Him. Amen. Then those that are left behind, praise God, going to be left here to go through that awful time of sorrow and heartache that's coming on this world. Time of tribulation like this world has never seen. Praise God. Talking to them folks the other night, we was talking about the United States as a nation and their place in the Word of God. In the last day, you can't find nowhere in there that mentions the United States of America. But I have to hold on to that hope. And over in Revelation, where it says that in the time of tribulation, that Israel will be carried away on the wings of an eagle, carried into safety, carried a picture of praise God to be protected by God on the wings of an eagle. I said, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad that's our symbol. I hope it's United States. I hope we've got enough sense, Brother Jeff, just stay with God enough that we keep back in that little nation of Israel. Praise the Lord. God's going to touch them. God's going to use them. But He wants to use us, praise God, until then. Praise God. Hey, listen, we don't take the place of Israel. We're not substitutes for Israel. But praise God, we were grafted in, praise God, because of their neglect. So we can be born again, redeemed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, so that that day of redemption will call us home. Amen. Amen. The day of the redeemed, when we get to go out of here, praise God. They, not in the beginning, but after that time of tribulation. Amen. The world will finally look up. Amen. Hey, listen, I believe I'm just going to look up now. Every chance I get, I told you, every morning I get up before I do anything, I look out the window. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you give me. It may be dark as sackcloth ashes outside. Can't see nothing, but I still open them curtains. I stick my head through and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. But I don't take it for granted. One of these days, boy, wouldn't it be something if I stuck my head out there and it's just dark as sackcloth ashes, and all of a sudden, praise God, the sky just lights up, and here comes Jesus. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. These folks here, they in this scripture, praise God, they wasn't looking for Jesus, but one day, praise God, they're going to look up. Amen. What they're going to see? They're going to see Him, praise God. The Bible said they're going to see the Son of Man coming. Amen. They're going to see the Son of Man coming. He ain't tarrying no more. He ain't waiting no more, praise God. The Father said, Son, step out, praise God. It's time, amen. Praise God. He's done stepped out and called up the redeemed. Did He come and praise God to set things right once and for all? Amen. And they're going to look up and they're going to see Him. And they're going to recognize who He is. They won't recognize Him now. But the Bible says one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Amen. Newsflash. He's not coming as a lamb for the slaughter this time. The next time He's coming, praise God, in power and great glory. Amen. Do you get that? He's coming with all His power. Amen. Now the Bible says He has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. When He comes, they look up and they see Him. They're going to see something like they've never saw before. Amen. Said He's coming as lightning, praise God. Like it strikes from the east to the west, 287,000 miles a second of power. Amen. His glory is the brightness of the lightning. Amen. The whole world will see Him. The whole world will have to look up. The whole world will behold the Savior of the universe. Praise His holy name. He's going to step out with a shout and a trump. Praise God. He's going to call the redeemed out. Praise God. Then there's going to be that awful time that's coming that they're going to have, that they are going to have to go through. Praise God. But then He's going to come and said they'll see Him, the Son of Man. They're going to see Him coming in all His power, and they're going to see Him coming full of glory. Amen. Now, He was something to be with when He was here the first time. When He had to lay aside His glory, Brother Jeff, left it in heaven. Amen. Because we couldn't have stood to look upon Him, praise God, if He was in His full glory. He had to lay it aside to become the sacrifice for sin. Amen. But said when He's coming back with full power. Amen. The radiating power of an almighty God. The illuminating power of an almighty God. He's coming back not only with that power, but glory of the only begotten of the Father. Amen. Full of grace and truth. Praise His holy name. Can you see Him? Amen. Can you see Him? Praise His holy name. Boy, need to be looking for Him. Looking to Him, praise God, to see Him as He's coming. Amen. Glory to hallelujah. But we see Him come in His power and His glory. Amen. Now, I've already said His saints is going to already be with Him when He comes. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Look over at Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 5. And it said in the last part of the verse, it said, the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee. Amen. All the saints of God's coming with Him when He comes. Praise God. He's coming in power and great glory with all the saints of heaven. Amen. Praise God. So He's coming with power and glory with His saints. Praise His holy name. What a blessing. What a Savior. You say, well, preacher, are we saints? Yeah, we're saints. You see, the Word of God, there's three groups of saints. Amen. There's the Old Testament saints. Amen. And then there's the New Testament saints. But there's also another group of saints. There's the tribulation saints. Amen. That's going to give their life to be saved. During the preaching of tribulation, during the time of the witness of the 144 and the two, preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, and they're going to fall on their face and they're going to receive God Almighty as their Savior. And for their sacrifice and salvation, praise God, they'll be martyred, they'll lose their lives. Amen. They'll lose their lives. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So we see those Old Testament saints, we know they was taken to heaven. Remember the Lord? He said He went hard to earth and He led captivity captive. Amen. Those Old Testament saints that was in the heart of the earth, they was in paradise of the earth. Jesus Christ, praise God, Himself, He went down there, praise God, He freed them, amen, and brought them out. And when he went back to heaven, praise God, He took them with Him. The Bible says that a lot of them Old Testament saints, that people saw them walking around after the resurrection, after Jesus got up. Amen. When Jesus went up, praise God, He took them with Him. So those Old Testament saints, praise God, that was looking to Calvary. I said they were looking to Calvary. Amen. They went with Jesus after Calvary. Praise His whole name. They went to be with Him. And in the New Testament church, the bride of Christ. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about those that's going to be called up to be with Him. Amen. You know how we get caught up in? When we get so caught up in Him. That He's the most spectacular thing this world has to offer. Amen. He's actually more spectacular. He's out of this world. Amen. What a saving, what a loving Christ. Amen. And then we see these Old Testament, these tribulation saints that lived through and died during the tribulation. Amen. Praise God. So we see these three groups. Amen. And as we look up and we see and we're looking for a Savior, these groups, they were all looking for a Savior. They were all looking unto the Lord. Amen. I can't get past where we was talking about last Wednesday night, where we was talking about Enoch. And he walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. I just wonder, I worry about our people. I don't know. There's not very many people that's walking with God. We have a little show or a pretense, but we're not really walking with God, not trusting the Lord, not walking God, not reading our Bible, not studying that, not trying to learn more about Him. Unconcerned the world. I'm afraid instead of being the redeemed, we may be the they in this scripture. Amen. I hope there's nobody here that's a they. I hope we're all the redeemed. Amen. The ones that's looking up for redemption from the Redeemer. But we see these three groups. We see the Old Testament saints. We see the New Testament saints. We see the tribulation saints. And as we look at these, we can see how they correspond. Do you know they correspond with the scars in the hands and the side of a Savior? Amen. We see the Old Testament, praise God, and on the cross of Calvary. Amen. We see the Old Testament, praise God, looking to the cross, and we see them martyred saints. Amen. As they was martyred and saved out of the tribulation. Amen. We see those scars in his right hand and the scars in his left hand. Amen. But what about, you say, well, Pastor, what about the church? The church wasn't birthed out of his right hand. Church wasn't birthed out of his left hand. But the church was birthed out of the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the first Adam had his wife and she was birthed out the side of Abraham through a rib, glory, hallelujah, through the second Adam, the church, Brother Jeff, was birthed out of his side, praise God, out from under his arm, that place of love and protection, from out of his side, praise God, the New Testament saints of God were birthed into the family of God. Amen. What a unique experience we had. Amen. Praise God. It all falls together. See what happens? We take God's Bible and we split it up. We divide it up. We do all kinds of things to it instead of just believing it because that's what it says. Amen. We try to make it too complicated. It's not that complicated. Amen. Jesus Christ, praise God, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, came to this world. He lived and loved and bled and died for our sins. That you and I might be redeemed unto the Heavenly Father. Amen. Brought back in good standings. The Old Testament church was looking to the cross. The martyred saints, praise God, were looking back toward the cross. And the saints of God, praise God, was birthed out of the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That just as that bride was born out of the side of Adam, praise God, the church, the bride of Christ, was birthed out of the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Made us ready to go into the bigger and better things ahead. Amen. We were brought into that family. Amen. Praise God. Just as a man and a woman are married, that they're united and they cleave to one another. The Bible says that's what Christ done for us. We were birthed out of his side on Calvary that day. Praise God, we were born. We were birthed in him. And is that the first fruit of the resurrection? Praise God, as a man and a wife cleave, those that are born again by the Spirit, through the Spirit and the Word of God, we cleave unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. And we become one with him. He's the head. We're the body. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we listen to the head. And he speaks to us, praise God, and he gives us. He said, we're born, praise God. We become one flesh. Amen. Combine together and we leave and cleave and we leave, cleave, and we weave and we become one. Amen. The church becomes one, praise God. They so much junk in this world. People, all these politicians come together. So we just want to bring everybody together. But you stupid people are ignorant, no account. You don't know what's going on. Amen. You won't go along with us. You won't do what we say because you're just stupid. Yeah, we're so much smarter than you are. Amen. We want to bring everybody together. Amen. Praise God. But he said, listen, so that the way it's supposed to be, you ought to be at one body of Christ. Amen. Loving one another, loving our neighbor as ourselves, loving our neighbor like Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. It's not always easy to do. But praise God, if we're going to have unity, we're going to have peace, we're going to have harmony, we're going to have a united front, praise God, against the devil, we've got to unite as one, praise God, for the cause of Christ. Lifting him up and praising him for all the good things he's done for us. Telling it everywhere we go so that God would get the glory. All the appendages of God's people are necessary. Every one of us have a special talent to use for God. Every one of us have different opportunities. Have you ever thought you could talk to your people, your family, your immediate family, and you can talk to them about the Lord, you can tell them about Christ, you tell them how much you want to see them saved? And they'll just look at you and say, oh yeah, right. Huh? Amen, am I telling it right? Oh yeah, right. Okay. They might even promise to go to church with you someday. But isn't it amazing how somebody else can come along? Catch, you know, just one-on-one. Amen. Some little truck driver, some salesman, some UPS man. Amen. Can come along and just say, you know, I just want to tell you the Lord loves you. And I do too. Are you saved? I'd like to see you saved. I'd like to share that with you. I'd like you to know how to be saved. Amen. And it's amazing how that person will stop and say, okay. Wow. It's interesting. Amen. Why can't I get through to them? Why won't he listen to me? Because they know how we are. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. But praise God, when somebody else comes along in sincerity, God unctions, God speaks to our heart. That's why it's important. If the Holy Ghost of God unctions your heart to speak to somebody, to encourage somebody, to edify, lift up the name of the Lord, just do it. Amen. Well, so preacher, you got to be so careful today because there's retribution for some of these things. You know, God be the glory. Amen. You don't think God can take care of that? Amen. Just do it in the heart of love. Brother R.A. White told me, he said, anything in this book, praise God, he said, you can preach it, just preach it with a heart of love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Preaching truth, preaching in love. Amen. And the Holy Spirit of God will take it and use it for God's glory. That's what you got to do. Just take His blessed over, because people need to be looking up. We need to get their attention. We need to get our family. It's time to look up. Amen. Quit looking down. Quit looking around. It's time to look up and see the Lord Jesus Christ. See how great and wonderful He is and how much He loves us. It's time to look up and love Him because He first loved us. Amen. Because He first loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. It's not after this stuff takes place. It's not after tribulation. It's not after these things, that signs that's coming are over and been fulfilled. It's time to look up, praise God, when we begin to see these things take place. We begin to see these things. He said, then he says in verse 28, he says, when these things begin. Now get that. When these things begin to come to pass. He didn't say when it's over and finished. He said, he didn't say when they was full blown. He said, when these things begin to come to pass. He said, then look up. Lift up your heads. In other words, we look up and we start getting excited. We start anticipating. We get a spirit of anticipation on us, and we're looking up and we're expectant. Amen. Like He could come any minute. Praise God. Like He could come just any minute. And He could. He could come any second. Amen. There could be a shout and a trump this evening. Nothing has to happen. Nothing has to happen. You say, well, preacher, all these things. No. He's what, when you see these things begin, look up. Amen. Praise God. You're just go ahead and just reach up. Say, come get me. Amen. Just go ahead and get me, Lord. As John would say, even so, Lord, come quickly. Yeah, just like a little baby to their mama or daddy. Amen. Harper won't say a word. She won't say papa at all. That's infuriating. She says grand all the time. She won't say papa. But she'll come to me and she'll go, yeah. Or she'll say, please. Or I'm hungry. Samantha taught her sign language. She ain't never going to learn to talk. It worked. Amen. But God knows sign language. He knows the thought intent of our heart. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what we need. He knows how much we care for Him. And we know, and listen to me, and I'm done. Brother Kevin, He knows when we want to be loved. And He knows when we want to be loved on. There's something that's extra special when one of your children or one of your grandchildren just wants you to love on them, just wants you to hug on them. Amen. Just want to be near you. I'll tell you this real quick, and I'll hush. I can't remember the times when I was growing up with my Grandpa Young, one of the greatest people in my life. And I my whole life, I wanted to be with him. No matter where he was at, I wanted to be with him. He was that special to me. Amen. I spent more time with him than I did with my real family, my immediate family, because he was special. He was my papa. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ ought to be that special. He ought to be that special to you, to where you want to be with him. You know, well, preacher, we can't be with him till we die. No, we can be with him every day. He's with you. We're just not with him a lot. Amen. You say, what do you do to make it happen? You just got to have desire to be with him where he is. Amen. And he's with you where you are. You say, well, that's just too complicated. That blows my little mind. No, it's really simple. The Lord God Almighty, praise God, once He's saved, He redeems you by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, saves you by His marvelous grace. Amen. He's with you everywhere you are. There He is. And He's there to help you, and He's there to love on you, and there to encourage you. Do all those. But it's time to look up, youngins. It's time to look up, because Jesus is coming, and we need to be ready.